This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Hospitalizations for patients with confirmed COVID-19 cases hit 112. That's the first time over 100 and the highest number we've seen since May. The number, while rising, is far below pandemic peaks when the number went above 1,600 twice, straining hospitals. Dr. Rachel Herlihy is state epidemiologist.
We're obviously in a much better place now than we have been in years past. We have immunity from prior infection. We have immunity from vaccination. We have lots of effective treatments that are available to prevent hospitalization.
The health system is preparing this fall for COVID, the flu, and RSV. This year, there are vaccines for all three. Health experts say with school back in full swing, it's a good time for parents and educators to talk to their kids about the risks of e-cigarette use. The most recent survey found 1 in 6 Colorado high schoolers said they used electronic vapor products in the last month. Liz Prey with the National Association of School Nurses says a good strategy is to listen, answer questions, and
not being afraid to have a conversation and provide education around prevention.
She suggests parents avoid a lecture. Health experts say there are many resources to help people quit. A Colorado cyclist is holding on to first place in a major international event. Sepp Kuss, who grew up in Durango and raced bikes for CU Boulder, is still leading the Vuelta a España after completing the 9th stage of the 21-stage, 3-week race around Spain. The last and only American to ever win the Vuelta did so in 2013. The cyclists get a rest day today and resume racing tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC. Starting in just a bit, it is Fresh Air.